You don't want to be living inside the box. Get outside the box. Don't go to your phone first thing in the morning as you all want to do and go straight to your messages. Brr, because you're going to somebody else's agenda. Give me your $1 million tip.
And I had like half the airport, half of like TSA running after me and stuff. That wasn't a decision that everybody's robotic. Everybody's just chasing that money.
I am everything and nothing.
Natasha Graziano, an international motivational speaker. Natasha is the author of the best-selling book, Be It Until You Become.
Welcome to the Law of Attraction Secrets podcast. I just found out my new best friend. Are you fucking kidding? You're also Lebanese and Italian?
Yeah, I'm fucking Lebanese and Italian. What the
oh
fuck?
My God, that is so, really?
Yo,
that's funny. Arabi?
No,
low key,
that's crazy. Back you speak Arabi,
yeah. Yeah. Wait, you actually fucking speak? I'm Lebanese, Greek, Italian, and you spoke Arabic back to me.
We out here.
You literally
I knew
Lebanese?
I knew I would fuck with her.
I knew that you fuck with me, but like, I didn't know that we were actually the same breed.
Yo, that's crazy. How are you going to do me like this live?
That's fucking insane. I love that. We're literally cut from the same cloth. Whoa, that's wild.
Things just got interesting.
Babe, wow. I love it. This is so crazy. Now,
you know what? I did my due diligence on you a little bit last night because this was last second, but it all makes sense now. The intelligence that you have, the swag, the wit, the quick banter, the substance, the energy, the foundation that I see right through your soul when you're speaking in front of the audience, the people that you really want to reach out to, it all makes sense now because it's all that upbringing, that Greek, that Italian, that Lebanese.
Thank you. The Mediterranean.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. You're not just existing, you're being. Yes. I like that.
I love I
like
that you that. Know that. Okay, well, for those of you that don't know, this is Mr. Zero Give a Fuck. This is Mr. Sorry, Zero Fucks Given. This is the guy that is one of the most disruptive humans. He's fucking out there. He's nuts. He's an amazing entrepreneur. He's somebody that I absolutely love and I'm so excited to bring on this show. He is an all-rounded epic human who you're gonna learn so much from, not only in business, but how to get the fuck up and become somebody today. He's gonna show you that. You think I'm motivational? Meet this guy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Michael Zanatti.
Thank you, girl.
Did I say it right?
Yeah. Zerati, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yes.
So beautiful.
Yes. Zerati. Thank you for the wonderful intro. You didn't have to do that.
No, but babe, I mean, I could go on. You have a really great like list of things. You dress well.
You
smell good. You just have like an amazing, credible lineup of who you are.
I appreciate
that. And I feel like you're right. Substance comes from who we were as like our upbringing. But beyond that, our soul.
Yeah.
Like, who are you? Like, when you look in the mirror and you ask yourself, like, who am I? Are you comfortable with that version of you? Like, I know when I go to that mirror, you know what I mean? But I'm asking the audience, like, are you comfortable? Because I know when you go to the mirror, when I go to the mirror, we're comfortable with who we are. Yep. I know I'm making a difference in the world. What's your why?
My why is still to be figured out, right? I'm trying to figure out exactly how I can be a positive influence to the new generation.
Right.
I just feel like everybody's robotic. Everybody's just chasing that money. I get people coming up to me all the time, 18-year-olds, 25-year-olds, like, hey, how do I become a millionaire like you? How do I make all this money? And it's like, baby steps. Let's take a step back and calm down. You got to earn, you know, you got to earn that money. It's not going to come overnight. So just
so
being
true.
Able to, you know, in my own way, try to reach the bigger audience and to prove a point, you know, let's get out of the box. Let's stop following societal norms. Listen, if you want to stay in the box, if you're a person that wants to play it safe,
right,
that's fine. You know, as long as you're happy, you're fulfilling yourself, you know, but for those people that really want to take their game to the next level, you got to be patient. You know, I was just telling Enzo, before the show is, you know, lions, when they hunt, they don't roar. You know what I mean? It's about finesse.
So true.
And I can't wait for us to talk a little bit about finesse. the way I utilize finesse in my life as I progress to this point as well. Mm. And I'd love to hear about you as well.
I mean, fuck, finesse is everything. Yeah. I have finessed my whole career.
Yes, yes.
I have finessed everything to be the version of me. I wasn't the number one female motivational speaker when I started. I just heard the calling when I was at my breaking point, when I was at my lowest, when I sat there and I was streaming with tears, ill, unwell, depressed, like wanting to tap the fuck out. You know, I didn't want to be here. I was so low. It was so awful. I didn't have my health. And I thought, where am I going from here? And in that moment was born the new me. But she didn't come overnight. It was a series of getting 1% better every single day. Getting better, becoming better, deciding better, making better decisions until I became who I am today. I knew I had to change. I knew I had to let go of the past version of me, the old patterns, the old ways, the old belief systems in order to allow this Natasha to be reborn. And I heard the calling, you're gonna be a motivational speaker. And I was like, how? Me, like, I don't even have a voice. I had an autoimmune disease that was like caught here. So I didn't know how I would do it. But I knew if I can do it, I will not only inspire my son, I will go on to inspire somebody else in the world.
I love it.
And I did.
I love it.
And I committed to it. So that was my finesse on life. What was yours? And then I want to talk about the fact that you also were suicidal.
Yeah, when I was younger, I struggled with mental health a lot, you know.
Which is very common for men, by the way. Like, as I'm sure you know, it's actually the percentage of men that struggle with mental health and the suicide numbers are higher.
Yeah. So, yeah, we could talk about that, but I guess, you know, in terms of finesse, I'll give you a few examples. You know, growing up, post-college, I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do. Decided I wanted to get into sports to be an agent, right? And this is kind of just to show you how my mind works in terms of, like, finessing my way into something. So I had graduated college at that point. And I'm reaching out to every sports agency, you know, seeing if they have any internships to, you know, to their sports agency, because I wanted to be an NFL agent, kind of like the Jerry Maguire, Tom Cruise, you know, show me the money. So I was sending out DVDs of like why I would add value to that specific firm in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And I heard back from Denver. And the lady emails me back. She's like, thank you for the package. Unfortunately, you know, we're not looking for, we don't really do the whole internship thing. We're a small boutique firm, this and that. And then, you know, I kept hammering her every like few months. I'd call her this. She's like, listen, even if we were to do this, you're not a student to be able to do an internship at our. So next day I go to Tri-C, local community college in Cleveland, sign up for an arts class, get an ID, boom, boom, fax it to her. Call her. She's like, you're crazy. If you're ever in Denver, I'd love to, you know, I'd love to see you, or I'd love for you to stop by. I was like, say less. My mom comes home from Bible study that day. My shit was already packed. 36 hours. I'm already in Denver.
What?
So a little bit of finesse there, but let me show you where it really kicked in. I'm driving cross country. I'm in Kansas at this point. I got $500 in my pocket. My mom's barely making it on disability. So I'm like, I don't have a lot of money. So I'm in Kansas. I'm like, how am I going to, first of all, survive Denver?
Right.
Where am I going to stay? I mean, $500, that's like two nights at a hotel, right? So I'm trying to think outside the box, like, oh, my mom goes to this church, this Lebanese Maronite Catholic church in Cleveland.
A Lebanese church. Yo, that is amazing.
And I'm like,
that
and
you
I'm
even
thinking
found
to myself,
one.
This is all like while I'm driving, I'm thinking, oh, these motherfuckers, they all fuck with each other. I know they do. So let me Google Lebanese church in Denver. Googled it, called. They said, I was like, hey, I'd love to introduce myself to the priest. She's like, okay, he'll be here like tonight. I'm like, great, my ETA is 8:30. Pull up to the church, introduce myself to the priest. Father's like, what brings you here, my son, this and this. I told him, hey, I have an internship, this and that. He's like, yeah, I know Father Peter from Cleveland, you know, this and that. So we chat, we get along. He's like, come to mass tomorrow. I'm like, of course. So then as I'm leaving, he's like, oh, by the way, Michael, where are you staying tonight? I'm like, I don't know, Father. I'm just going to Google, you know, hotel, light work. He was like, no, I'm not asking. You're staying here. I was like, bet.
Wow.
Type shit. I was like, bet. Turned around, put my stuff, ended up living there for a year and a half.
No fucking
light work,
way.
No rent, nothing. Monday morning, the next day, I go to church, help them out, whatever. Monday morning, I was in that office in front of that lady. She's like, can I help you? I'm like, yeah, I'm Michael from Cleveland. She's like, what? I'm like, you said if I'm ever in Denver to pull up, right? So we out here. Wahannon. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's
this
how I
insane.
Operate. Like, we out here. Wahannon.
Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
get it popping. Let me yeah. add some value.
So what happened next?
She was like, bro, I told you, like, we don't really do internships. I'm like, that's great that you feel that way. However, I just changed my life and I'm here to add value. So we can either sit here with our cocks in our hand talking about how you don't do internships, or we can get to biz and I can add value. Oh, by the way, you don't need to compensate me. She's like, okay, go back to like where you're at. Let me just figure it out. I got to talk to Lamont, the owner of the agency, this and this.
Wait, did you have this conviction then? Like, were you this powerful then?
Bibi, the shit for me was light work. You know what I'm saying? I can't be mediocre. I'm not you know how it is. You're engineered differently.
Definitely.
I know this about you.
Wait, it's as in failure does not exist.
It doesn't.
The option of can't does not exist.
It doesn't.
I can only do, be, and have everything I want. You're the same.
100%.
Wow.
And that's why I love conversing with folks like you, because you get it. You know what I'm saying?
Your conviction is real.
100. And especially when you have a greater purpose, whether it's your family, whether you came
yes.
from a struggle. And you
yes.
know this. It's all about the foundation.
I know.
You know, we're a product our first 8-9 years. Right? If you were raised like an asshole, chances are you're going to be an asshole.
Right.
But if you're raised like you got your ass whooped when you talk back to your mother, talk back to your grandfather, I'm a big believer in that. And that's why I am the person I am today. It's because I got my fucking ass whooped.
So powerful, bro.
Right?
You are like, honestly, this is such a great testimony of who you are. So give me now your 411 on life. Like, you disrupt. What's the playbook?
Can't give you the playbook, but no, I'm just kidding.
We're on a show, they want to know. Habibi, tell us.
The playbook for me is just, you know, disrupting enough so that I can get a platform. Once I get a platform, it's like...
Bro, you have a platform. Don't you have like 10 million followers? You have a platform. I love it. Between us, we have more people following us than like more states. Do you get it?
Yeah.
As in like, what? Give me a city. Give me someone, ChatGPT this. Mickey, my amazing celebrity fucking booking everything. Tell us, babe. So babe, we literally are reaching together more than the population of New York.
This is just the start.
Can you? California, the whole of California. So we're reaching the whole of Cali.
This is the start, baby.
I love it. I love how you call me BB.
This is the start.
This is,
I'm telling
so
you,
fire.
You get people around you that think similarly, that are team players.
I know.
It's like
game
move.
Over. I know.
Team players.
I know. I see it. Well, my friend Batch, King Batch, he has those team players around him. Like, you
I
see
like
all
that
the videos.
Dude, by the way. He's
funny.
He's
super fire.
Yeah.
Yo, let me tell
I
you.
I would fuck with
he
him.
He is the coolest fucking homie of mine. We hang out. Like, we do shit.
Low key,
he's
I would
like
fuck with that dude.
He's like into health. He's into everything.
Yeah.
I fuck with him.
Yeah.
He is fire.
He's
like,
nice with it. He's nice with
and we have a show together, but.
Yeah, don't
we
tell
can't
him.
Say. All right, give me your biggest life hack right now of how you feel amazing every day. What do you do to show up in that state of being that you are?
I just be myself, honestly. You know what I mean? My biggest thing is, this is when I knew that, okay, there's something weird about this whole thing. I'm not really a follower. I need to like pivot and try to figure stuff out.
It's like we live in a simulation.
So I've been kind of a serial entrepreneur up until about a year ago.
Okay.
And the way I kind of got into entertainment, since you asked, which you didn't, but we're going to go there, is basically a year ago, I was driving my Lambo to a meeting. This guy runs a red light, destroys me. I hydroplane into McDonald's. Now I'm in the drive-thru. I look down, I'm fine, I get out,
oh,
I check on the guy.
I'm not
sure.
laughing at that, I'm
no,
just
no,
like
no, yeah.
in shock.
No,
like,
but it's,
oh my
yeah,
God.
It's light work.
It's the
though.
Way you tell the story. I'm like,
yeah,
you're in the drive-thru. I'm like, oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, so I'm in the drive-thru.
Babe, you're alive. This is insane.
Not really. It's just another like day.
No, it's a miracle, but you are a miracle. So continue. Yeah.
So then I go check on the guy. He doesn't speak English. He's Gucci. My first phone call was to my videographers for one of my company. They pull up. We shoot a commercial, and I could show you this after we're done. We shoot a commercial for one of my businesses in the destroyed Lambo in the middle of McDonald's prior to law enforcement and fire trucks even get there, this and this. Because you have to maximize what you got right now. I'm a big believer in it's already happened. You can't do anything about it. So then you can either maximize in the moment what you can get out of it, yes, or and then keep it popping, or you can sit there with your cock in your hand. So then I call the guys. We shoot a commercial. Boom. After we're done shooting, I'm like, hey, guys, stay here. I got to go to this meeting. So I Uber in the meeting. I make my videographer stay so that he can talk to the cop and do all the peasant stuff, right?
Right.
Because there's nothing at that point I could do to bring the Lambo back. All the fucking insurance stuff happen
right
the next day or whatever. Right. So I go to the meeting. So then they post the video, goes viral. Then they're like, yo, there's something wrong with you, right? These are my video guys. They're like, you're not fully there, my friend. And I'm like, I know that, but I just never really acted on it. I've always been kind of back end scaling businesses, doing my own thing, right? So they're like, well, have you ever, you want to do content? You want to do like, you would fucking kill it. So that's kind of how it started in the entertainment route, right?
Okay, what happened next in the entertainment route?
Oh my goodness. A lot of like wearing diapers in the middle of Brickell, saran wrapping humans at Miami International
Wait,
Airport.
Are you into that, wearing diapers?
Negatory, no.
It's just for
I'm
fun.
I'm exactly believe it or not, I'm actually the opposite of what you kind of see. It's just, I have so much passion and anger towards the this new generation that's kind of like going about that. I'm trying to really shock so that I can get somewhere where I can speak freely.
So what is it that you truly believe in?
I believe in being your own person and not following societal norms.
Wow.
You know, if you're living in a box, someone built that box and you're not trying to get out of it, you're building a dream that they wanted or that the way they want you to operate. As soon as you
That's what the 9-5s are. That's what with all due respect, religion in its own way was that. I'm not saying there's a problem with being a born again Christian, because as y'all know, I massively believe in that. I'm also Jewish. I'm both at the same time. You can't even comprehend that,
right?
Yeah,
I can't.
Exactly. No. But like I am, because I am everything.
Right.
And my dad's a Buddhist. Like, I am everything and nothing.
Are you a vegan as well? Or?
No, babe. I'm vegan. I'm vegan, but I'm flexitarian. So I'm vegan and I eat meat like on Fridays.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Type shit?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be straight. I fuck with you heavy, but like I don't follow like religion, stuff like that. No. Great.
But you don't even need to because I have nothing wrong with it. Yeah. I am spiritual. I believe
I love it.
In like everything,
yeah,
you know, I believe all of your texts.
I love it.
And I also believe in nothing.
And that's why every person is special.
Yes.
You know, you're special. He's special. He's special. I'm special. We're all special.
Right.
And it's like, be your own self, follow your gut,
yeah,
be who you're supposed to be,
yeah,
and don't worry about the phone and going through
Completely.
The reels and like, oh, I got to lose weight. And if I don't go to the gym, then I'm going to be anxious. Then I can't go to see Natasha because if I'm not feeling good, then this and this. Like, stop overthinking. Go back to the basics and just sometimes you just got to toss your phone.
Oh my God, I know.
Just toss your phone. I've told people this that struggle with, getting off their phone and stuff. I'm like, bro, delete your contacts and start over. If your mom calls you and she's causing you anxiety, block her. Meet with her. Tell her, hey, mom, you're crossing the boundaries. Every time you call me, you're causing existential guilt. I don't want that. I don't need that negative vibrations. You're supposed to be my number one fan.
So I talk about this to people. I say to people, don't be around individuals, whether it's family, friends, partners, who make you feel lesser than, who make you feel awful and don't make you feel elevated.
Absolutely.
When you are with someone, your one task is to leave them with an elevation, feeling elevated. The one thing you need to do is leave them so they feel better about themselves, so they feel better about their life, so that they feel like, wow, I really really love that interaction. If someone leaves your presence and they feel negative, they feel nervous, they feel like worried, honey, you did a very bad job of being human. And you're not a human doing, you're a human being. Why did you fuck up? Just be. We're energy, we're love, we're light. Like, that is where it should be at.
Absolutely.
It should be whatever you want to be. You know, whatever you are, be. And nobody should care.
Yep.
And like, if you are around people that don't allow you to experience that version of you and don't allow you to be where you want to be, then you are going to end up being depressed.
Correct.
Cut off the people around you who don't serve you.
Absolutely.
Don't go to your phone first thing in the morning as you all want to do and go straight to your messages. Brrr, because you're going to somebody else's agenda.
I like that. Say that one more time for the audience, and then I want you to elaborate. You're somebody else's agenda when you first wake up and you're victimized by whatever
you're looking at. You are somebody else's agenda when you first wake up and you scroll through your text and you read what they want to tell you or what the company, the men in black suits want to tell you. You are subservient to their agenda, not yours.
Wow.
Dash this away.
Wow. No, but that's a great point, you know, especially if your brain isn't in the positive vibrations in the morning prior to you holding up that phone and getting to work. That's a great point, Natasha, seriously.
We will literally go to their agenda. If we wake up in the morning and we, thank you for my body. Thank you that I'm alive. Thank you for the amazing health that I have. Even if you don't, you ask it into existence. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my partner. I'm laying next to two. Thank you for the two of them. If you have two, whatever the fuck is going on in your world, how many do you have?
Yeah.
None. But you don't ever have one? Some people have two.
I have
two.
One.
You would have one.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I would have one.
Break your phone.
We just threw our phones.
Yes, that's the sauce. But just gave them the sauce.
But I want to be able to break my phone, but I wake up every day and I told you and I meditate and I don't go to his agenda, her agenda, the world's agenda. I don't read it. But at some point, I need to go on the device to interact and connect with the world, but I want to meditate. Like, honestly, I would live in the Himalayas for at least a year, but I'm a mom. Like, I would go and chill there for like a year and meditate.
Bibi, that's what we're saying. That's the sauce. You're giving them the sauce.
That I should go be a monk?
Toss the phone. Unfortunately, you're in a position you can't.
Right.
However, if you're in a position that where you can, break the phone,
yeah,
go to the Himalayas,
yeah,
get those freaking inner demons out of you, address yourself, and then come back stronger than ever, because this is supposed to be a device that helps us, not runs us.
Helps
not run.
I love that.
It's not about the number of views. I could give two shits about the views. It's not about the views.
By the way, what's even scarier is that the phone can destroy you.
It's about putting yourself out there.
I know.
Post those reels. You have a message? You have a positive message that you want to put out there? Post it. I don't care if you're posting 35 videos of yourself every day and 31 of them gets 10 views. Great. Who the fuck cares? Guess what? That 34th video is going to come in front of Natasha and you're going to inspire Natasha. She'll reach out to you. Next thing you know, your message is being broadcasted worldwide because the young lady gave you a chance. Now, you're not leaving it up to chance. You woke up that day and you posted 35 videos with zero disregard to humanity. You didn't care. You flexed your genitals onto society that day, metaphorically speaking, via your cellular mobile, and one of those 35 hits reached this young lady who has the platform. She invites you, and next thing you know, you have a platform to speak your actual message.
This is so
but if you're sitting there and subconsciously you're like, oh my God, what if I post 34 videos and then 33 of them get 20 views, but then Natasha's team is gonna look at my profile and see, oh my God, I don't have enough views. Maybe she won't like me. So maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe my resume/CV, curriculum vitae is not good enough for Natasha to accept me on her show. No, you can't think that way.
Wow.
There's over 6-7 billion human beings on the planet. You have to stand out. And guess what? You're not going to stand out if you're stopping at the stop sign for 3 to 5 seconds looking left and right.
So true. You have to, every single day, decide that you want to disrupt and you want to be different if that is your mission. Maybe your mission is just to expand your gift. But you can do that by showing up as the best version of you. Some people don't even show up. They're still living the man's dream. They're doing the 9-5. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with the 9-5 at all. I have people in my company who have 9-5s. It's that you don't do something outside of it for charity. You don't go live and do something for you. Like, you don't go and find your passion, your hope, your joy. Yep. My babies are my joy. My meditation is my joy, where I get to connect to my higher power, to my God, and be like, yes, like what I can do with my life, what I can create with my life. Because I thought outside the box. Because we're told if we do it this way, we do it that way, we become great. But actually, it's not how we're told.
Absolutely.
It's how we start to look outside of that box, outside of that environment, and start to realize, wow, there is greater for me.
Yeah, and you know what's beautiful about that message, Natasha, is you can apply, you know, the same kind of principle onto business as well.
Yeah.
You know, so too many people try to people ask me like, oh my God, how have you built all these businesses, scaled them? If you're an entrepreneur trying to start a new business or whatever have you, stop thinking about money, right? Money is a byproduct of whatever business, whatever value you're adding to the end consumer, whatever niche you're in, right? So if you start thinking about, how am I adding value to Natasha? Why should Natasha buy my shoe versus all the 37 other shoes that are manufactured in this state and the 400 shoes that are manufactured Turkey, Lebanon, China, Bangladesh? Why is your shoe so special? Why should Natasha pull out her plastic, add value?
Yeah.
I'm so sick of people who come up to me, oh my God, let me find something. Add value, whether it's a better price point, whether your shoe is giving back to the community, whatever it is, add value first and then money will follow. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's mm-hmm. all I'm saying.
I fucking love that.
Yeah.
Looking for the problem and solving it, adding value.
Absolutely.
And you do that.
100%.
Adding value.
With all types of
niches.
Give
me another tip. Give me your $1 million tip for somebody today who's starting a business.
Find a niche that's underserved, that has high profit margins, that you can kind of middleman, aka broker.
Whoa, like
service.
Yeah.
Usually it's a service reservation based model. So find a business where a consumer calls ABC for a specific service at a specific time for a specific price, mm-hmm. and dominate that lead gen for that specific niche. And then find operators to actually do the groundwork where you're sitting down sipping margaritas in Honolulu down the line. Does that make sense?
I love that. And I agree. I want to live in Honolulu, essentially, not literally, but be able to run my whole show and do everything while I'm sipping my non-alcoholic margarita on the beach. I don't drink alcohol. Do you drink alcohol? Bro, you really do? I can by that eyebrow movement.
No, I don't. I really don't. And people won't believe that, but I don't drink alcohol.
People always look at me and they would assume it. And I'm like, no, women actually sit at dinner and they're like, with a man, it's hilarious. They're like, I don't drink alcohol. And I'm like, oh, no, I actually don't. And then literally 2 hours into the dinner, there's like a fucking mojito next to her.
Oh,
and then
geez.
I'm like, but you don't drink. She's like, well, it's just a small one. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh my God. But anyway, give me your favorite quote. We're going to wrap today's show with your favorite quote. Michael's favorite quote.
Favorite quote.
Do you have it strapped on your Lamborghini?
Yeah, I mean, we could talk
about. Is it on your car?
Huh?
Is it on your car?
No, it's not. It's not on my car. Lions don't roar when they're on the hunt. They move with finesse. A lion does not roar when he or she is on the hunt. So the undertone with that, if we're going to switch it back to business, is it's not how loud you are as a leader. It's actually doing it and being calm about it and being confident about it, because folks under you, your team, is going to look up to you and see, oh, wow, you know what? Michael's wearing the diaper on the street. You know what? I fuck with that dude.
No, I get it.
He's a grown-ass man.
You're like an activist when you wear a diaper on the street.
Yeah. He's a grown-ass man who makes decent income, and he chooses to wear a diaper on the street and is laughing about it.
Yeah.
I fuck with that dude because guess what? I don't need to do that. I really don't. I have a great life, but I'm doing it because I'm listening to my heart. I know that.
I'm listening to my heart. I
need
this.
To wear that diaper. Yeah, I mean, this done a lot of that. We did, what else did we do? Diaper in the street, diaper, adult baby checking into hotels.
Whoa, bro, but you don't do it for like porn or sexual purposes.
No.
You do it for like.
No, this is pure comedy. I do comedy.
Yeah.
We didn't even talk about that.
Oh my God.
No. So I do dry satire, kind of parody.
In order to wake people up.
Correct.
I know, that's what I'm going to. Like your comedy is so great and I've seen it because you're doing it to make a statement.
Correct.
Like, get the fuck up.
Right.
Wake up.
Yeah.
And no, realize I'm not
like,
what
I don't do it for any like perverted
you.
Reasons or anything like that. No, no.
No, I know that, but it's great because you actually are using something that will get people's attention. You see, there's another great example of an entrepreneur doing something completely different to get the attention of the audience that he needs.
Yeah, like I personally, you know, when I saran wrapped a human being and tried to check him in as luggage at Miami International Airport, and I had like half the airport, half of like TSA running after me and stuff, that wasn't a decision that I woke up that day, I'm like, oh, this is gonna be great, I'm meant for this. No. It was a decision that I made because I knew it would go internationally viral for a specific point.
Was everyone filming? Was it mental?
Yeah, it went crazy. Yeah. I mean, I had like Singapore calling me,
trying
to get me to fly out for like, it hit every continent, Australia, Saudi Arabia, France.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Oh my God, bro, I could do this all day with you. You are so funny.
Yeah.
So if you have a vision that you want to share with the world, you understand life. When we actually go deep, you and I go super deep. Like, I love this. What would you like to share with someone today?
You know, I just like to share that if you're unhappy, if you wake up and you're unhappy, there's a reason you're unhappy. And what I would recommend is just pivot. Give yourself 3-4 days. Pivot from like your general routine. Do something uncomfortable.
Hang out. Wear a diaper in the airport.
Yeah, wear a diaper. Do something uncomfortable. Hang out with those people that you've never hung out with. You'd be surprised, you know? Do a little bit of reflective listening, and you'll be surprised what you learn. It's usually something one person says that'll kind of like be like, huh. You wake up that day and the next day, and you kind of remember it, and it kind of might change the direction of your mental thoughts for that day, and then just write it out. You know, there's nothing wrong with change. You got to embrace change. Well, I love change.
I love change. The truth is, and this is a great quote to end on today, when the pain of staying the same is worse than the pain of change, you will change.
100%. Yeah.
When the pain of staying where you are becomes more uncomfortable than the pain of actually changing so that you can become better, you will change.
That's the only one way to progress.
And you will get out of bed and you will change.
You got to embrace that shit. 100%. You got to embrace change. That's the only way to progress in life.
100%.
That's the only way you'll force yourself to do something that you normally wouldn't do.
Totally agree.
So I fuck with it heavy. I wake up every day, I'm like, oh, you want to do this instead? Great, let's get it popping.
I love it.
We out here. Yeah. Because it's a challenge. And when you challenge me, I grow. We out here.
I feel you. Well, bro, thank you so much for coming today. I loved your energy, your company. You're hilarious. And you are really making a statement. You're inspiring people through a mad message.
Yeah.
You make the mess into a message.
Yeah, so encourage everybody to check out my comedy. We get it popping.
The links are below to Michael Zarotti's Instagram and his all the things. Yeah. It's all below. Hit the links, hit him up, DM him, tell him what a loon he is and how amazing he is. Whatever you want to say, he wants to hear it.
No, mess with me. It doesn't have to be positive. I fuck with controversy. So
he loves controversy.
And I'm looking for, you know, any type of... we're going to, actually, Michael and I, we're coming out with something real special. So everybody stay tuned. Yeah.
Oh my God. Amazing. Yeah. Well, both of them have been on the show. So you know exactly who they are. Thank you so much for coming today.
Thank
guys,
you.
If you enjoyed today's show, make sure you share it with a friend. I'm Natasha Graziano, your host of the Law of Attraction Secrets, and I'll see you next week.